The next section, what we're going to look at is what we believe about church members. Now, the Bible's pretty clear when a person believes in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that they become a member of the Church Universal, as I said before. So one of the first things that we look at, obviously, when we get your application and we read your testimony, the person needs to be saved. They need to be a Christian. So that means that when you give us your testimony, we should see things like you believe that you're a sinner. You believe that Jesus died on the cross to pay for your sins. You believe that Jesus rose again to prove that he was God. And it's only through him that a person can have a personal relationship with God. It's only through him that a person can be saved from their sins. It's not by any good works. We don't believe in good works theology. We don't believe that one day when you come before the Lord, he's going to say, well, you were pretty good. Oh, you were pretty bad. Oh, your good deeds outweigh your bad deeds. That's not biblical. The Bible's clear when it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will have eternal life and not perish. That's what the Bible tells us. Ephesians 2:8-9 says that it's not by works so that no one can boast. So a person is a Christian through trusting in the work that Jesus Christ did on the cross on our behalf. So if you desire to be a member, you have to trust that message. More importantly, church membership aside, if you want to be pleasing to the Lord, if you want to be in eternity with him forever, you need to trust that. It's a life or death issue. So the first thing we fully understand is, as a church, we're not welcoming anyone into membership if they can't articulate and say, like, yes, I am a saved individual. If someone says, well, I hope I'll go to heaven when I die, you know, we're going to ask you those tough questions. So make sure you have that figured out for yourself. It's not an intellect thing. It's a faith issue. The second thing we, and I talked about under the theology part, is a person must be baptized. Anybody that we accept as a member must be baptized by the biblical standard. And the biblical standard is a person trusting in Jesus Christ and deciding to go before others and be baptized by immersion. And that's what we believe as a church. It's called believer's baptism. It's a command from God. If a person dies before they get to be baptized, it doesn't mean they're going to go to hell. It's not a prerequisite for salvation, but it's an obedience issue, and we want all our members to be obedient. A couple other things that that you have to understand about church membership is this. You're putting yourself under the authority of the local church. Remember under structure, I talked about the elders and the deacons and the ministry leaders. Basically what you're doing when you enter into a membership covenant with the church, you're basically saying like, hey, you know what? If my elders, my pastors, my deacons, my ministry leaders come to me and you know, have an issue, I'm going the wrong way, you know, they're the ones who God set up in my life to actually challenge me on those things. Believe it or not, you know, we've had people in the past where, you know, an elder or deacon at that time or a pastor have challenged them. And, you know, they're like, who do you think you are to come to me and point that out? But what you're doing is you're actually putting yourself under the authority of the local church. So if you don't want any authority over your life, then, you know, membership might not be for you. I would suggest that you really should. We all have authority in life, and we all should be under authority in life in order to keep us accountable. And another issue with membership is the other one's a benefit as well, but this you'll see as more as a benefit is you're putting yourself under the protection of the local church. One of the things the Bible tells us in Galatians is we take care first and foremost of our family of faith. If one part of the body is suffering, then we all suffer. That doesn't necessarily mean that we're all hurting, but that means that we suffer along with you and help you along whatever road that's going through. And when you're putting yourself under the protection of a local church, basically what it's saying is like spiritually, you know, we're here for you to pray for you. We're here for you to help you through your issues and different things that go on in life. Granted, we're not going to be able to do everything for every person, but as a local church, as a leadership, we want to make sure that we protect our people, the church, the local church. And So now I want to go over some of the calls of a church member. Like, what are we expecting out of each member that, you know, decides to join our church, that is accepted into membership? What are we expecting? And there's a few things. The first is love. I mean, we expect church members to love one another, to love their community, to love the Lord. We expect that these are basic Christian things that we teach our children. Love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourself. We expect that. We expect the members of our church to be loving towards other people. People should look at the people that are members in our church and say, man, what a loving bunch of people. Another call is that we pray. We pray. The Bible tells us we should pray for one another. We should pray for our own needs. We should pray for the salvation of other people. But we want to call all the members of the church to be in prayer for our church, for our community, for our families, for our ministries, for all those things. Don't just look at the church as like, okay, you know, I'm a member, you know, I got that membership card and, you know, I'm checked in. No, you got to be thinking about how you can pray more for our church. Because you know what? The more that we're able to do as a church, the more glory that Jesus gets. The next call for a member is to give. People don't like when pastors talk about money, but I have no problem talking about money because Jesus talks about money. Because when you're giving to the church, you're not giving to people, you're not giving to a building, you're not giving to a ministry, but you're giving to the Lord. And as a member, one of the commitments is you should give regularly. Do you know that we don't receive any money from any outside source besides for the people that come into our church that give generously? Our entire budget, 100% of it comes in from those people that are coming into this church. So we expect that our members are setting that standard. I mean, I'm sure members and non-members give. The pastors don't know anything about who gives what, and we don't want to know anything about who gives what. But what we do want to call this church to do is be a generous church that gives readily to the ministry, so our friends, our family members, the people in our community can come to know Jesus. The more things that we're able to do to get the name of Jesus out into this community, the more people will be saved. And that's a good thing. We also call the members to serve. You know, as a member, you know, it's not just, hey, you know what, I'm a member here and this is where I go and I, you know, shoot in on Sunday at one of the three services for an hour or so, talk a little bit afterwards, you know, that's what I do. No, I expect, and the leadership expects, that all members should serve the Lord in some ministry. You're going to be invited to a ministry, new members dessert. At that new member's dessert, it's going to be on the heels of what we call the ministry leaders meeting. What we're going to do is you're going to come to this new member's dessert, and there's also going to be ministry leaders there. And we're not going to ask you to sign up for anything or anything like that. But what we want to do is we want to get to know you, and we want you to get to know the people that are leading the ministries in our church. So therefore, you'll find a place to serve within our church. Another call of a church member is to unite other believers. This is one of the most difficult things because, and you've heard me talk about this, when we become a Christian, when we're born again, as the Bible says, we become children of God and part of His family. His family is, you know, divided up among local churches all around the world, and you've been called to this local church. And if you have a family, you know that there can be problems in families. So multiply those problems, because maybe your family only has 5 or 10 or 15 people in it. Now you're joining a family that has, I don't know, 125, 150 members. And then not only that, that many more people that come out. So upwards of 300 people, you're joining this big family. Do you think there's going to be problems? You bet there's going to be problems. So what we call our members to do is unite one another, to really just look and see, how can I be the type of church member, the type of Christian, the type of person that unites my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ? So you hear somebody gossiping, You question them. Why are you gossiping? Did you talk to that person about that? This is of utmost importance because Satan will get in to wherever he can. He will use his demons to make us fight and quarrel. Paul says it to the Corinthians. He says, your meetings do more harm than good. That should never be. So we really need to unite one another. And I really believe that happens on the member level because you know, many of you know little things that are going on that the leadership might not be aware of. So we call members to unite one another. And finally, we call members to live with the Lord and his word as our guide. That's the main thing. If you're desiring to become a member, it's not like you're joining a club. We're not a social organization. We're not a jogging club. We're not a basketball club. We're not a surfing club. We're none of those things. We're a church. Okay? And the head of the church is Jesus, as I said before, and his guidebook is the word. Okay? So as a member, that's what you got to look towards. That's what you have to look towards. And that's why every week you'll hear a biblically based message. No apologies. That's what we do. So as you can see, this is a step in your faith and a decision in your life to say, hey, you know what? Am I ready for this? Am I ready to be responsible with these areas? And also, not only that, be under the authority of the local church. Am I ready for this? I would really pray and ask yourself, am I ready to jump into this membership issue? I can assure you this. I warn you because it's a step of commitment, but I encourage you because being part of a local church family can be such a blessing. And I know many of you are coming here week in and week out, and to be quite honest with you, I treat you like you're members already. Because, you know, if you're a member of the body of Christ, you know, I'm going to treat you like that. But there are certain things that, you know, being in that commitment covenant type of relationship with your local church is going to form something even more for you in your spiritual walk.